Let's go for a ride here on Money Matters, figuratively speaking, of course, in the Combine with conservation agronomist Evan Bream. Right after this, from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Andy Peterson. Brought to you here by our friends at Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise in financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
As we start to wind down harvest, the latest crop progress report shows that 87% of Iowa's soybeans are in the bin.
I'd say that's very similar to around here. I know some guys got started a little bit earlier with dry conditions and continued dry conditions. And corn, there's some corn out there, but I'd say we're probably above state average as well, just in our immediate area. A lot of it contributed to the dry conditions that we've had, some good field work opportunities, and talked to several of my farmer customers and riding around the combines, and they're moving right along. So, yeah, progress has been very good.
He says they're one of the driest areas in the state, particularly that Lynn-Benton County line and even over into Tama County. And the value of modern farming practices, reduced tillage, and cover crops, he says, is on full display.
We've had some great cost share programs here in the Middle Cedar watershed, and specifically in Benton and Lynn County, and growers are really capitalizing on that. And I know they're cost share programs, but farmers understand the agronomic benefits and environmental benefits from adding specifically cover crops, but other conservation practices as well. Really talking with some of this, especially the livestock farmers that are applying manure and discussing the importance of, if you have a living plant out there and more residue, to be able to capture and keep those manure applications in the field, that's better.
Now, that's certainly been one bright spot to an otherwise dry and lower yield year. Cover crop plantings, the window has been pretty well open, and stands so far have been pretty well established. I'm Andy Peterson on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.